Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guys, don't judge me, but I have been doing something that is repulsive, disgusting behavior.
I don't know if I want to hear this.
and I don't even know how I got into this. My sister got me into it, to be perfectly honest with you, but it's so gross. But I've been watching these pimple popping YouTube videos. They're like just these hour-long sessions of, you know, a person will have latex gloves and these utensils, and they're just going to town, right? I'm trying, I'm not going to be too descriptive here.
But is fascinating to you?
It'll be like a 30-minute video set to like classical music. Like I know this is weird and makes little to no sense, but I find it to be relaxing in like a therapeutic way. And I know it is nauseating to think of what I'm watching. Like blackhead extractions.
Yeah.
But it is so soothing to me, and I've been watching them like crazy. See, I never went to a dermatologist growing up, but obviously I had relatives and friends who, like, hey, I'm going to the dermatologist. Is that what happens? Like, when these videos that are all over YouTube, are those from dermatologists, or are those... Is that like at a spa?
I have never watched one of these. I will intentionally not click on one of these. It does the opposite. It sets off my gag reflexes. So either it's satisfying for people or it makes you nauseously sick. There is no in between.
To answer your question, I've never been to a dermatologist who says, hey, you want that? You want me to take care of that for you? I've never. Yeah. No.
I had a child who... I took to a dermatologist. They did not extract anything. They prescribed something, but they never extracted anything. But I do know when I went to, this is gross too, the scene that you enjoy it so much and it's so soothing. Let me tell you my story. When you get a facial, the esthetician will often, like at the end, like do this quick thing around your nose and around for your blackheads or whatever. So they do that.
Maybe these are esthetician videos I'm watching. But some of these look like a very medical procedure, like the stuff going on. And it's so weird because they've always been gag me with a credit card, put me on layaway type stuff. Like just not like the idea of it would repulse me. But one thing led to another. 30 seconds led to 90 seconds. Next thing, it's 10 minutes. Next thing I know, I got two screens going during the Bills game.
That's someone else's skin. Really? That's nasty.
I know it. I'm ashamed of it.
B-Morning Coffee Club. Good morning.
Good morning. So I have to say that what Jeremy's doing is actually pretty popular. For a lot of people to do it at night before they go to bed.
Yeah, watching the pimple popping videos.
There's a person on YouTube. She's called Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, she's got a show on cable.
She's so popular now that they've created a show around it. But before that, and she still is, I watch her YouTube videos every night. She said that that's actually a very common response that a lot of people tell her they'll watch her videos before they go to bed. I've blown through the last 2 months of my internet data because I can't stop watching her videos.
Oh, God.
It's the God's honest truth.
Like, I don't mind the blackheads and whiteheads, but once you get into the cysts and dilated pores, I'm out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just like the inflamed one.
Oh, come on.
See, guys.
I'm out.
It's like a weird fraternity we're in. And you know what else I think? Once you get, like, you click on one, it'll suggest other videos. I think it may be some sort of Asian fetish, too.
Okay, yeah. Did you notice there's a lot of, like, Asian, like, videos?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, like, the American videos will have, like, classical music, but the Asian ones will have, like, you know what I mean?
I know.
Like,
yeah.
The soundtracks to certain type of movie kind of music.
Oh, no, really?
Yes.
Oh,
no, he's 100% right. So, I decided I pretty much am only watching the or... Do you watch the ones where people upload their own videos?
Oh. No amateurs. I'm professionals only.
They are so disturbing. Ugh. Oh, my God. Oh. So anyway, you're not alone. I think it's this quiet underground culture that we're, like, watching those at night before we go to bed.
So
before
gross.
Bed. That's an odd time.
I can't explain it. It's humiliating. I don't like this about me.
Like before I lay down with my husband, I'm going to be like, let me go watch this.
Yeah. You know what's weird is I'm almost to the point now where it doesn't matter how tired I am. I have to watch one video before I go to sleep. It's just a weird compulsion.
You got that right.
Maybe we should start like a support group or something for you folks.
Oh. But go on YouTube. Don't watch the videos. Just look at the number of views.
Okay.
300 million views.
Yeah, right. I can't look at it.
All right, we got to go.
Thank you.
These two are about to...
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Good day. Bye-bye.
Good day.
B Studios, good morning.
Hey, I was just listening to Jeremy talking about pimple popping videos.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to watch Dr. Pimple Popper on Bravo.
Yeah, I'm hip to that.
Do you watch that?
I've seen it a couple times.
Okay. Are you like hooked on it where you have to watch it all the time? Okay.
No. I was just like, that was just...
See,
I
think it's one of those shows that more people watch than will ever know. You know what I mean? Because... few people will admit that they're fascinated by this stuff. Guys, I've been on it for a month, and you know me. Anything weird, I volunteer at ASAP. But this is, I've been embarrassed. Because it's so opposite me. I don't like ooh, gross.
I know.
I don't.
Well, I bet you there, and I'm one of those parents, when you see a blackhead on your kid's back, you're like, come over here. Let me just get that off your back.
Oh, I know it. My mom would go digging for the bobby pins and rubbing alcohol.
Yep.
Oh, I hated it.
I have a son who's 44, and he still tells me I left a hole in his back that I would
bobby
not
pins?
Get off on that.
She would dig it out if she... It was a scene, man. I'm
telling
you, my mom thought she was a surgeon.
Yep, parental rights, that's what I call it.
I'm going to puke.
Yes. All right, I'm losing them.
I
have a good day.
Bye-bye. 222-WBEE, promise me you'll never do that to your son. Don't play doctor.
As sure as I'm sitting here, I promise. Yeah. Never.
And I don't get why people watch this lady's TV show. It's too much foreplay. Go to YouTube, where it's all about that action.
Okay. Oh, you get right to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no... I don't need a backstory. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't need conversation. Just...
You don't need to know the person.
Yep.
You just want to see their pores.
If I could quote the famous 21st century poet Marshawn Lynch, I'm all about that action, boss. All about that action.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.